Blog Talk Radio.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, it's your boy Black from Keep It Moving Radio. We're now tuning to my girl Ebony B. On Diva Spot, call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.
What's going on, world? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding. Y'all know how we do it each and every Sunday. Well, it's 9 p.m. on the west right now and 12 p.m. on the east, but our regular scheduled time is 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Y'all make sure y'all go to www.divaspotradio.com and check out all the exciting things that we're doing here on Diva Spot Radio. I wanted to talk to y'all today about goodness. And, of course, spiritual feeding wouldn't be spiritual feeding without us opening in prayer. Father God, we thank you today for continuing to bless us, Lord. Father God, thank you for giving us this palate, and thank you for giving us this opportunity right now to hear your word and not our own. Father God, thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins. And when we fall short of your grace, Lord, bestowing mercy upon us, grace and mercy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I wanted to get into this topic about goodness, and big shout out to those who know when it's important to feed your spirit. It's so important to feed your spirit because you can get so caught up in the worldly things and the things that really don't matter, you know, what God wants for you. And it can distract you from the blessings that you already have. So we're going to come from the scripture. Y'all make sure y'all get y'all plate on spiritual feeding. We all eating. We're feeding our spirits. So it's going to come from Romans chapter 2, verse 4. And it says, "The goodness of God lendeth thee to repentance." And that's Romans 2, chapter 2, verse 4. And that's to whom do you listen to? The goodness of God lendeth thee to repentance. And a lot of times we gotta repent for our sins, you guys. And not even a lot of times, just when you know you've done something wrong and you haven't lived how God wants you to live in your own personal relationship with God, then repent. Ask for forgiveness. I'm gonna read from the Women's of Color Devotional Bible. You guys gotta check this out. All my ladies, check out the Women of Color Devotional Bible. I've had this Bible for years, and it's been very, very successful, no matter when I open it and close it. But it's still, it's 5 days a week, and it's a daily word, and we got to feed our spirits. And all my dons out there, you guys make sure you go to Barnes & Noble's and get you a men's Bible. There's nothing wrong with having the King James Version of the Bible or your regular Bible, to get you a study Bible that you can study daily. It'll help you in your purpose in life. So let's get into it. Once upon a time, there was a very angry young woman who regularly rode into the king's court and tore up everything in sight. One day, she was caught. The decree was to put her to death, but the king said no. Let her determine her own fate. On one side, will we put people to praise her, and on the other, people to discourage her. I will put a cup of water in her hand, and if she walks between the group of people without wasting a drop of water, she will live. The people on one side were saying, come on, you can make it, you can do it. And on the other side, they were saying, you can't make it, you will die. Well, she made it. The king asked her what she was listening to. She said, neither. I just concentrated on the cup. The moral of the story is that if you listen to other voices, either good or bad, you will be distracted. You have to focus on your goal. And that's something that I have to personally learn myself, you guys. What does that say about us? If we want to be good people in God's eyes, then we must focus on the goal, not worrying about how other people see us. You know, what is it good? What is good in the world's eyes is not good in the eyes of Christians. But what is good in the eyes of some Christians may not be good in God's eyes. God is the ultimate judge, and so our eyes must be trained on him to determine if our behavior or our attitude is good or bad. Now, let's put this in. Of course, when Diva gives us the word, and anytime I do any of the spiritual feeding segments, I always like to have an application, and that's another reason why I like the Women of Color's devotional Bible. And it has the King James Version of it, but it gives me an application, basically giving me some homework to do. It's always good to read the word, but you want to apply it. You want to put it in action. Nothing happens until you apply action, and that's what I've come to understand. So let's see what the application is. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, God loves me and is shaping me in his image. Say this 3 times a day for a week and feel the power of goodness. And that goes right back to, saying it. Like, your words are very powerful. Our words are so powerful. And if we speak them, if we speak negative things, we're going to speak negative things that happen in our life. But if we speak positive, then the positive is going to come. And that's something that I learned when I went to church service today. And I'm so glad that I went to church today because I hadn't been in a while. But I took that walk of faith and not fear what people may say about me. Oh, she ain't been in a while or whatever. I knew that my spirit needed to be fed. But it was, the saying was confession to progression. Confessing that these things are going to happen to you. You know, having goodness in your heart to say, you know what, something good is going to happen today. Speak the success back into our lives, people. Speak the success back into our relationships, to our marriages, to our financial situations, to our emotional situations, to our professional situations. It's like you have to have an affirmation for yourself every day. And that's a good affirmation to have. And also, it's the word of God. That's good. So every day, look in the mirror and tell yourself, God loves me and is shaping me in his image. Say this 3 times a day for a week and feel the power of goodness. Lord knows we need some goodness in our life, you guys. So you make sure you do that. Now we're going to pray over this word. Anything that you want to happen in your life, in your mate's life, in your children's life, in your spouse's life, even your coworkers. And again, we're talking about goodness, positive things. You want to pray over it once you finish. So again, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Spiritual Feeding. And let's pray over this word. Father, in Jesus' name, help me to be all that I can be, that your fruit of goodness may abound in me. I want your people to see your glory in me and then glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to take a short music break, and then we're going to come back and just elaborate a little more on this topic here and feed the spirit. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I'm about to hit y'all up with this hot track by Jess Praise called His Love. Let's go.
Christ at his feet, say, Father, I will go. Please sit
Y'all already know it's your girl Diva Ebony B, and I'm back. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now on TuneIn Radio. Make sure you download a free app for Diva Spot Radio by going to your Google Playbook on your Android and iPhone and downloading TuneIn Radio and search Diva Spot Radio. As well as Phenomenal Radio and Make Us Your Presence. We definitely talking about this topic. We getting our eat on, marching on this word right here about goodness. And I was just talking about the angry woman who regularly rode into the king's court and started tearing up everything. How many times have we rode up in our own houses, other people's houses, with anger, frustration, pain, betrayal, and just start tearing up everything. Like, just start having a fit. We all go through issues in our life with personal family members, with our mates or with our baby fathers and baby mothers. Some of us even want to go up top on our employers, but that's not good for you to do so. That's going to take you off your focus for your purpose. So I was talking about the angry woman who rolled into the king's court and start tearing up everything in sight, but one day she was caught. I want y'all to pay attention to what I just said. One day she was caught, you can get caught in so many different ways. You don't necessarily have to get physically caught, but somebody can check you on something that you're doing, and you're causing not only pain to them, but you're causing pain to yourself. And that can come from your coworker, professional, personal, business, family members. But one day you get caught up in your mess. One day somebody have the guts, or you either hit a brick wall to stop you and say, you tearing up everything in here. So the decree for the angry woman who came in and tore up the king's court was to put her to her death. But the king said, no, do not put her to her death. We're going to let her decide her own fate. So what the king decided to do is, on one side of her, he put people on one side of her that was going to praise her and encourage her. And then on the other side of her, he put people that was going to discourage her and try to install fear in her so she won't successfully walk through the crowd with a cup of water. So basically what the king said, to recap, is on one side we will put people to praise, and on the other side we will put people to discourage her. I will put a cup of water in her hand. If she walks between the two group of people without wasting a drop of water, she will live. Wow. What if we was put in that situation, you guys? And I'm talking about goodness on today. Speaking goodness in your life, believing goodness in your life, no matter if you have people on one side encourage you and people on the other side discouraging you. You got to stay focused on this cup, because if you drop one drop of water, you will die. Many of us, I'm interpreting the water, and what I feel God is trying to reveal to me is, if I waste 1 second of time, I'm going to die. We can get so caught up in our emotions. We can get so caught up with the people who we feel that's hurting us and discouraging us, or what we don't have, or where we're not at in life right now, that all the goodness can shoot right out the door for what you already accomplished. And I had to get that for myself, you guys. I had to really get it, and unfortunately, it had to come in the most truest, purest form of love and frustration. Because I was looking around at all the bad things and didn't even realize the good things that I had going for myself. So I'm very proud of myself for taking that step, the first step of acceptance, to accept that information. Now I had to apply it and put it in action. And that means to get back focused on the goodness that God has for me and has ordained over my life and over my purpose that he wants me to do. Now, it's going to come a time in life you're going to get up on, you know, you're going to start off with a good start. You're going to start off with the race. You got energy. You know, I want to stay drug-free. I want to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to study the word. You know, I'm not going to talk about people. I'm not going to curse, you know, and that's good. It's always great to set goals. I'm not, you know, going to have sex without being married. Those are great goals, and I'm pretty sure God will be pleased by that. But you have to prepare yourself, because there is going to come some temptation, some loneliness, some hurt, pain, and depression. And those are nothing but distractions. The devil is going to try everything he can to distract us from our cup of water that we can't spill a drop of, or our time. Do not waste a second of your time, because before you know it, you are putting so much energy into negative thoughts and past hurt and past pain, and you thinking, well, it's just a quick thought that I had, but then it didn't turn into you thinking about it all day. Now you're thinking about all week. Now you're thinking about it all month. And then here comes the year. And then you're looking around wondering, where is all the goodness in my life? What happened to all the water in my cup? And that's what I'm saying, in your cup, in my cup. We need to stay focusing on what God wants for us to have for us, because God only loves us and he wants nothing but goodness. He is good. Now, and the great thing about it is we have a God that's merciful, grace and mercy. Grace is when God gives us things every day that we do not deserve, y'all. and mercy is when God withholds the things that we're not ready for right now. So be thankful that our God is not like the king, that if we drop one drop of water that we would die. But we should give thanks and praise that God gave us the own ability to decide our own fate. Now, the king gave it to the angry woman as well. He said, no, don't kill her. Let her determine her own fate. But we have to understand that God gives us that as well. Free will to determine your own fate. So I just want to encourage you guys on the day to keep focused on your goodness. Because there are so many good things about us. No matter where you are in life, there is something good about you. And you have to go in action, put your armor on, and fight for it every day. And backsliding, that's something that's, no, it says it in the Bible, every man will fall short of God's grace. Every man will fall short of God's grace. I'm not saying that for us to take advantage of it. I'm just saying it because it's because it's real. We all gonna fall from His grace. But the thing is to get back up and don't worry about what the people in the church may say about you. Don't worry about what your family members may say about you. Don't worry about your team saying, oh, she fell off or he fell off. Don't worry about what they're saying on Facebook or Twitter. Because that has nothing to do with your soul, your salvation. A lot of us is restless and we don't know why. It can even get to the point, I've got to the point in life, especially when I get out of God's grace. And when I say get out of God's grace, I mean I get out of the Word. I stop studying the Word and I stop having private time with God. You got to have private time with God. And that's something that Pastor Shorter was saying today. You have to go alone with you and God, not with your kids, not with your mate. You got to go alone. That's the same thing that Jesus did. He went alone. He sent his people away, just like when Peter, he sent his disciples away, and he sent Peter off on the water. He sent them alone, and then he spent that time with God to charge up. And when he went out to get Peter, Peter and them was out at sea. They was in the boat. And after Peter spent time with God and charged up, he didn't really need no boat. He walked on the water. He walked on the water to Peter and his disciples. And I say that because it's so important for us to have our own alone time with God, because one thing it does is, and first of all, you don't need to say nothing when you're having your own alone time with God. Just get quiet. Get quiet. Because what is it that you really have to say to God? It's time to listen. And as I minister to you, I minister to myself. You go to the gym. You know, just stay focused. Just listen for God, a quiet pace. Find somewhere in your house or a time that is designated for you and God. And just sit and get quiet and just listen to what He's trying to say to you. Because He's going to reveal it if you're patient. And if you don't get it the first day, that's cool. Don't trip. Go back again and again and again. Continue to be faithful. Continue to go back. Don't give up. Don't think, oh, God ain't got nothing to say to me. God ain't beat. That's not necessarily the case. You got to keep going back. And I promise you, He's going to tell you what He was telling you in the beginning before we even got ourselves back into the situation that we begged them to get us out. That spiritual feeding is so important. And I come to overstay every time that I get out of the Word or I stop having my relationship and talking with God and loving Him and putting Him first, I lose focus. I lose focus on everything that matters. Everything that has anything to do with anything, I lose focus because now I'm focusing on what the world say and what the world thinks and what I should have and what this person did to me. Y'all see what's happening there? I'm not focusing on the fact that God blessed me with being a great radio personality and having my own show. God blessed me with having a strong team like Phenomenal. God blessed me with working and being able to provide for my family and my bills and working through CNA school, and now I'm certified. God bless me with getting me out of the hood. I don't live in the hood no more. It's so easy for you to get distracted, and that's exactly what the devil wants. He wants you to get distracted. He wants you to get frustrated, and he wanted to pit you against your family members. So now you can say, oh, you don't love me. You did this to me. You did that to me. You lied to me. And now we at war. What kind of life is that to live, you guys? I mean, let y'all know, it's no type of life to live. It's a horrible life to live. You always on edge. You can never seem to get anything right. And you're never happy with anything. Who wants to be around somebody like that? I don't think you would. I necessarily wouldn't either. So, you got to go in those closets and clean out those spiritual closets and start feeding your spirit. It's time. If you're feeling a void or if you're feeling empty inside and you can't seem to get anything right or nothing seems to go right, I'm going to tell you why. It's your spirit that needs to be fed. You got your house. You eating. You working. You got your little honey bunny or your little ball. Y'all getting along and getting together, and you still feel this void. You still feeling like, yo, something is missing. It's your spirit, man. Your spirit man is reaching out to you. I want to encourage you guys to read and have your own personal relationship with God and to just follow through. I want to read another scripture to you guys. It comes from Songs of Solomon. And it's Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. It says, we have a little sister, and she has no breath. What shall we do for our sisters in the day when she shall be spoken for? If she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. And that's comes from Songs of Solomon. And basically what it's saying in that passage, the passage of from Songs of Solomon speaks of an immature girl. You know, one who has not yet developed breath. She may become a wall, which describes someone who is impervious to sexual, you know, sexual temptation, or a woman who stands firm. Such a woman deserves praise. However, she may become like a door, a woman who allows a man to enter easily. If so, the writer says that we must build walls of cedar around her. Cedar is the hardest wood that a builder can use, you guys. Our boards of cedars will be like the wood of God to protect our sisters from immortality. When you see a woman who seems to hold loose morals or values, you know, what do? Do you just put her down saying, you know, she ghetto, you know, she a hoochie mama, she a hood rat? Or do you consider her, you know, do you consider how she came to get that way or to get to be the way she is? What happened to her as a child or what's happening to her now? You know, do you offer her walls of protection? Are we protecting our young women out here? Are we protecting one another, sisters? Or do you just make sure that you stay as far away from her as possible so that no one else associates you with her? We're talking about goodness. A lot of us go through that, you know, seeing women carrying themselves loosely, or as a woman, we make a loose decision. And it goes back to the woman that come into court tearing everything up. It's tearing everything up. So basically they looked at her as a threat. But the king said, we're not going to kill her. We're going to let her decide her fate. So it's going to be people on one side saying, you know what, you don't have to disrespect your body or live like that or fall for that lie or be be gullible or be thirsty or be desperate for some company. And there's going to be other people on the other side like, girl, do you get yours in? You know, your body is calling. You need somebody to hold you. But that's going to get us in trouble in the long run because that's not what God wants for us. We're talking about goodness, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Diva Spy Radio each and every Sunday on that spiritual feeding. Let's get into some Monica because I'm still standing. You already know how I do each and every Sunday.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen.
That was your girl Monica right there was still standing. That's definitely a hot track. You guys, make sure you go out and support Monica. She's definitely a vet in the music industry. Much love to you, Monica. That's definitely a motivational song. Like, that song right there, when you feel in some type of way and when your spirit may be weak, you want to get you some motivational music. So, you know, I would definitely recommend that song right there. Still standing. We're still here. We're going into 2013, a really good year. I just want to thank everybody that's tuned in, listening right now, spiritual feeding. You guys make sure you go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, it's www.divaspotradio.com and check out all the hot things that we got going over there. Our promotional advertising services over there for artists and business owners. Also, if you want advertisement on the site, just hit me up, 908-296-5739. Make sure you check out the Diva Spot ENT. Wear all our hot gear that we got going on over there. And stay tuned because we got some baby stuff coming up as well. Diva got a few ideas that she's going to do for the kids. So, and make sure you check out www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. And make sure you get the free amp to go on your phone where you can listen to us 24 hours, 365 a year. Big shout out to Live365 for making that happen. Also got to give a lot of shout out to the Twitter love as well. Big shout out to all my followers, all the people who retweet me and retweet my tweets, all the people who like the Facebook status and share them. We definitely appreciate that on Diva Spot Radio and at Phenomenal Radio. You guys, it's all about goodness at the end of the day. Just take the time out to take your voice down a couple of notches, to speak life into your situation every day when you wake up. Speak life into it. Even, I don't care how bad it is. Just confirm and affirm, like, this is going to be a great day for me. Pray over your businesses. Pray over your family. Keep that goodness in your life because it will put those blockers on. It's like the horse that's running. You'll get side blind. You can't see nothing, you know, around you. You wanna put those on so you won't get caught up in the mess. It's so easy, y'all. And ladies, especially us, we get so caught up in our emotions so fast. And the pain. And not wanting to forgive. You gotta let it go. It's not gonna be easy either. I'm not saying it's gonna be easy, ladies. And for some men out there too, you know, people have hurt you. You just got to keep pressing on and look at the good things about you and in your life because you're wasting too much time. You're wasting too much water out of that cup, and eventually you're going to die, and you wouldn't have done 15% of the things that you want to do. So you guys make sure you keep God first, family second, career third. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/@DivaEbonyB. I'm about to get out of here, y'all.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, this your boy Black from TV Moon Radio. We're now tuning to my girl Ebony B. On Diva Spot, call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.